My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture here on a Monday. Well, Globus Theater is celebrating its 16th season with five wonderful productions, all housed at the Lakeview Arts Barn. Globus has been serving Ontario and the Kawarthas region at that location for the last 14 years. The company can boast not only over a dozen Canadian premieres, but a roster of world premiere productions as well, featuring everything from dramas to pantomime, even murder mystery. 2019 has already featured That's Amore and The Numbers Game, but Globus has three more productions and new innovations for the company to celebrate. With me to unpack all things Globus is General Manager Monique Renaud. Monique, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here, and great to have you here in Toronto, taking a break from the Bob Cajun region. And
yeah.
Your position is one of the changes I was just talking about. Globus needed a new general manager, and that seems like it's a good thing.
It is definitely a good thing. I mean, we're growing on leadership, growing on staff, so yeah. There's so much potential there.
Which is exciting. You're situated in Bob Cajun yourself, and you have the new Globus box office there. Mm-hmm. And just looking at your stage life, the National Ballet of Canada, you've been in Russia, here in Toronto. But this company, I would imagine, just spoke to you on several levels, both geographically and beyond. Tell me what was inspiring about working with Globus.
Yeah, thanks for asking. It was quite a journey to make that change in my life. I guess going from the beginning of where it all started, after 8 years of working in Toronto in the arts admin world and producing and performance, all of that, I started going to the Kawartha Lakes for cottage getaways with my family.
Sure.
And I discovered Globus Theater, and it was kind of a nice surprise to find such a professional theater in the middle of a rural area and doing top quality shows that I really connected with. You know, I'd go to all the shows in Toronto, but there was something special at Globus. I think that what was really the most inspiring thing about the company to me is how they connected with their audience.
Right.
The artistic director and producer are always around. They're greeting people. They're seating people. They're in the shows. They're writing the shows. And they know exactly what their audience wants to hear, wants to see, and what they need to see sometimes. So that really, really spoke to me. And at the same time, at the job I was last in Toronto, I was lucky enough to be able to travel to different rural areas to facilitate programming for artists working in non-city centers.
Sure.
And that really, really inspired me. And I became quite passionate about making arts accessible to areas like that.
I know what you're talking about because I've been to some of these regions and I've been to some of these theaters, whether it's music or theater, what have you. And there is just that added level of interest because I think, you know, you want to make it work and you want to serve those communities to, you know, so it is really great. I mean, tell us about the programming each summer. What is it you want to offer Ontario theater lovers who travel to the Kawarthas? And you've mentioned already the local crowd, but when you're putting together that programming, what do you have in mind?
Yeah, so we do think a lot about the people coming in and the people living there and what they want to see. And people coming into the Kawartha Lakes are usually coming in for cottage weekends or going out on the boat, and they want a really enjoyable, relaxing experience.
Right.
A lot of people coming in from the city, and it's busy, and they're hustling, and they want to come in and lay back and sit back and enjoy something.
Have a smile, have a laugh.
Exactly.
Or just something heartwarming or what have you.
Yeah. So we do choose a lot of comedies. We choose always one concert sort of musical performance each year. But within those comedies, I mean, we do make sure that they're lighthearted, really enjoyable shows, but we do pick shows that bring up different topics each time and come from different voices.
Walk us through the space, the Lakeview Arts Barn. I do love a barn that's been converted into a theater space. Take us through what this looks like.
Yeah, it's a really cool space. So, I mean, the barn itself has a lot of history. It used to be known by the locals as a place to go to have barn dances. So people already know the space as being a place to go and have fun,
yeah.
You know, a place to gather and yeah. Just enjoy your time. So we want to keep that alive. And the artistic director and producer renovated it about 13 years ago. So when you walk up the stairs into the barn, there's a really nice restaurant, a huge bar, and then you walk into a black box theater. So black box is just like an open space. There's no stage, and we have seating that we can remove and then bring in any formation we like. So it kind of makes each show very special. We get to form it how we want.
I'm just looking at the three shows we have left as part of this season. The Great Cushog Lake Hollis Macaulay Fishing Derby by Norm Foster, which starts this week, I think, right?
It does, on Wednesday. Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Lisa Way's Opry Gold with the Wayward Wind Band, have I got that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is happening on July 30th through August 10th. And Kama Sutra from Sarah Quick on August 14th, running through the 24th. And anything that I should highlight within these shows? What are you looking forward to in these three events?
Well, there are three really exciting shows. I mean, the first one is by Norm Foster. And if you don't know who Norm Foster is, he's probably the most produced Canadian playwright. And audiences look forward to his shows every year. People call up and they just say, we want the Norm Foster show.
Right.
So people really look forward to it because he's great at just providing a lighthearted comedy with, you know, some romance. It's a good fishing story.
Right.
It's a really fun one.
And then that Wayward Wind Band, that's got to be your musical selection.
It is. Yeah. And they're extremely talented. They travel all over Canada to different theaters and venues, and people really look forward to them.
And Kama Sutra, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that
Can we even talk about that?
Yeah. I don't know. Let's try. It is a really special one because it is written by the artistic director, Sarah Quick.
Great.
And she really loves writing for her audience and connecting that way. And she will be on stage performing it as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
August 14th through August 24th for Kama Sutra. Monique, congrats on this season. Congrats on your new role.
Thank you.
Really exciting to have you here. To learn more about the Globus Theater in the Kawarthas, globustheater.com or LakeviewArtsBarn.com, and you can enjoy a show at that beautiful venue this summer. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
You're with the New Classical FM.